Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Go time, baby.
Let's do it, buddy.
In fact, one man that won last week and will be picking squarely from inside Ben's hole has a chance to tie the handsome, smart, funny, brilliant leader of Star Chart right now.
Star Chart.
For most stars and where they want it. You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you are new to where they want it, here's how it works.
Okay.
Kimmy has a post from the Neighborhood app. You guys send them to Kimmy, and we greatly appreciate that. She takes them, removes street names and any like outward references to the town, names, things like that.
Yeah.
But if you listen,
have to listen,
there are still enough tiny little clues where we will be able to figure out what town, village, neighborhood in the city of Rochester this post came from.
Okay.
So we're going to go. We're going to go to the phones, and we're going to figure out where they whine. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, so Tommy has won for his last, like, 2 years. He's been on a pretty rough streak.
Well, he's got 4 stars. I don't know. They've been pretty spaced out.
Yeah, a lot of space.
Hey, Tiger won the Masters late in the game.
Slow but steady.
Tiger was also far and ahead of everybody else. You haven't won in how long?
I don't know. I don't keep track.
No, no. Yeah, actually, we do keep track. There's a chart over there that keeps track.
Well, you two are very negative. I'm trying to stay positive.
I don't think you've ever been in the Ben hole, so you haven't won since that was implemented.
Well, then it's a good thing.
Kimmy, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do the damn thing.
I don't understand the parents who brag about where their kid is going to school.
Oh.
I'm talking about, like, the flags, the signs, and those giant banners you all put up everywhere.
Oh!
Come on. You know they're irrelevant until your kid actually graduates, guys. They haven't even accomplished anything yet. How about you talk to me when your kid gets done with their first semester, which, statistically, over a quarter of them probably won't. If you don't believe me, you can Google it. Before you go out and load up on every piece of clothing with their school logo on it, pump the brakes, parents. You'll be sorry you wasted all that money. Trust me. How embarrassing to have to take that all down after 3 months. Don't think your neighbors don't notice. They do. Think about it. It's more for you. Is it more for you or your kid? I'm guessing you. Parents these days love to brag more than ever. Also, don't you realize how bad you're making kids who don't choose to go to school or didn't get into school feel? Bet you didn't. How about that? All I'm saying is not everything your kid does has to be on display. Chill out. Unless they're the next president of the United States, no one cares.
Now, in the defense of the people who put that out, how would you know your kid's going to be president?
Yeah, you would.
You wouldn't know at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, whoever wrote that, pretty big dick. And I want to be clear, Kimmy, when they say schools, they mean colleges, right? We're not talking about that.
I would assume.
But they don't really say. Well, it says, see if they graduate.
Because we're not talking. It doesn't sound like we're talking about those.
Well, it says statistically, over a quarter of them probably won't finish their first semester.
I'm guessing they're referring to college.
I just want to make sure we're all clear for everyone listening, because there are two separate types of school signs right now. There are the "we just graduated from Fairport in this neighborhood" sign, and then there are the "my kid is going to be at St. John Fisher or Nazareth or whatever college your kid's going to go to." It's the second one. Okay. I am kind of with this woman, or man, whoever wrote this. I'm kind of with him.
What about putting the college sign out, the flag?
Like you are
bound for Michigan, or
you're counting your chickens before you hatch, buying the sweatshirts, putting out the flag. Because she's right, he's right, whoever it is. If your kid don't make it, and that's fine.
But you're going to be that parent, man.
No, I'm waiting. I'm going to give it to you.
Your wife is not
waiting. That's what you think.
My wife can do what she wants. I'm not buying a sweatshirt or a hat.
But you will be that house. What? You'll be a flag house.
I'm not a flag house now. There's stuff I could be buying. I'm not buying it for my kids.
I mean, you won't see the flag because of the overgrown yard. But it's in there. Trust me.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. There is one rule and one rule only.
Yeah.
You get one pick. Mm. If you are listening while you're on hold and you hear someone, nope, I already screwed it up because you got to pick first. I'm sorry. I started running my mouth and all that stuff. Tommy, what are you hearing in this post?
I'm torn.
You're torn?
Yeah.
What are you torn about?
Because this town popped right in my head.
I knew right away.
No, but I could see it.
Gut feeling with this one, huh?
Yeah, but I had an
You were going to say
Well, you were going to say but then you said interesting.
Yeah. So I'm going out just a little bit.
Okay.
Not too far. Victor.
Why Victor?
That's immediately popped in my head.
Why?
Because Victor just seems to be loaded with this crap.
Okay, so it is in every single town now.
It is, but Victor seems to really make an art form out of it.
Okay.
Because don't forget, Victor probably has the nicest campus in Monroe County.
What does that have to do with college?
Because they take a lot of pride in their schools. Like, Victor, that place looks like a country club. It's the nicest high school in town.
What is he talking about?
When did you go to the high school?
I used to go because my wife used to do
it. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, my wife. Yeah. Also, those lacrosse games.
I was just wondering.
I like to watch
the
young men work out. What's wrong with that? I am going with Victor based on the pride that they take in their high school, and I think that transforms into college also.
That's the stupidest take I've ever heard.
It makes perfect sense.
You want to go with a bigger town because pressure
has nothing
breeds
to do with size.
No, here's why it has to do with size, because the bigger the town.
I know where you're going.
Where am I going?
Go ahead. I can't say.
Go ahead.
No, I can't say. I'd be violating the rules.
The more population, the more pressure there is to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah, but you got to have people that graduate. You can't be from Dumville.
I'm not going with where you think I'm
you're
going.
You're going to Dumville.
I'm not going to Dumville.
Dumbassville.
I am going with Henrietta.
Henrietta?
Henrietta, and here's why. You have RIT in the backyard as well as...
Your Henrietta ass ain't going to no RIT.
Bro, every...
You can just see it.
Every run I make, every run I take, every bike I take...
Are you working out now?
Shut up. Every yard has one of these. I didn't know these existed until... They showed up in Henrietta. Mm. This is like the king start of it. And for whatever reason, secondary education in Henrietta, based on the signs that I see, seems to be very important. So for that reason, I'm going Henrietta.
Okay.
All right, let's try this again. 252-WCMF, there is one rule and one rule only.
What's that?
You get one pick. If you hear someone while you're on hold, pick your town. You got two options. Hang up, try again next week. We won't be mad. Or pick a different town. If you call up and say, I was going to say, but then I went, you have been disqualified. The commissioner gets all final say. And we'll start off with Nick. He's on CMF. Nick, where they whining, buddy?
All right. I think you can make an argument for, honestly, every town.
Yeah, that's the game, Nick. That's how this works, buddy.
No! We're going to have to go with Penfield because I feel like a lot of sorority and fraternity-bound dicks over there. Her parents are proud of it, and they just want to show off. So
you know what he sounds like? He sounds like Ben on helium.
Helium Ben!
Do not insult me like that.
Hey, Nick, did you try and get into a fraternity and you couldn't get in?
Of course.
No, I'm a truck driver. I'm a 19-year-old truck driver.
Okay.
Even worse.
Yeah. Great call, Nick. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Caleb. Caleb, are they whining, buddy?
We are going to go with the quoit.
We're not making that a thing.
Tommy just perked right up. Ooh.
Well, I took the Vic.
Okay, but I'm going to piss Tommy off right here. Tommy, you're wrong. Victor's in Ontario County, not Monroe County.
Well, it doesn't have to be Monroe County. It's just any surrounding town.
But I like the Vic.
But he said something that was wrong, and I have to tell him he's wrong.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, so why are we
going?
Why are we going with Aronda quick?
I don't know. I just kind of feel like it fits the vibe there.
Great call, Caleb. Great call. Thank you. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Okay, we're 0-for-2 for calls.
All right.
We have been starting slow a lot the last couple of weeks.
But we build.
Do we?
No.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Webster.
Why Webster?
Good call.
Because I live out there, and I've seen my neighbor do this exact thing. There were flags, and there were signs, and then about a month or two, 3 months later, they were gone. So,
okay, will you share with us what college it was?
Virginia.
Okay, that's a pretty good college.
Is it?
University of Virginia? Go Cavaliers.
All right.
Because, like, I have a theory. Mark, all right, we got you for Webster. Thanks for the call, buddy. No, there goes Mark.
Hey.
I don't want to shame anybody.
Okay.
Because any education is good education.
Hell yeah.
Right? Okay, right?
Tough
but,
to get.
But there have been a couple of colleges I've seen where it was like.
I wouldn't brag.
Yeah, well, not that I wouldn't brag. It's just like.
I wouldn't put the flag out for any Southern college.
Well, that's Virginia.
But that's like close to D.C.
No, Virginia broke away from. West Virginia had to break away from Virginia.
I understand, but it's still you're still in the smart zone. But once you get down into the Carolinas.
Okay.
And then, in any Florida college, you got to be kidding me.
I mean, you do. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kimmy.
I don't know. Go ahead.
You do judge the house and the sign put out based on which college they put out.
Oh yeah. Right?
Because
if your kid's Mississippi bound, that's embarrassing.
Well,
man.
I mean, is university
bro.
Is that bad?
I think you'd be surprised at how tough some of those schools are to get into
Mississippi,
or some of them how expensive they are.
You can't spell Mississippi.
I can spell part of it.
Go ahead.
Spells part of it.
M-I-S-S-I, and then there's like a P-P-I. There's a lot going on there.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Woody. Oh, hold on. Woody, where are they whining, buddy?
I think that they are whining in Canandaigua.
Why Canandaigua?
Well, there's enough pretentious jerks down there that would do something like that. They got to have the money. That's got a decent money town.
Okay, Woody, let me ask you. So you believe somebody being proud of their kid and showing where their kid is going off to college, it's a really good accomplishment.
Yeah.
You believe that is pretentious?
Most people can get into college.
Well,
they just need to have – they really can. Not everyone's supposed to go to college, but a lot of people that go to college weren't meant for college.
Where'd you go to college?
Jefferson Community College, and I left after 2.5 semesters.
Okay. So you couldn't get into the other colleges?
Not everyone's there.
But you couldn't get into the other colleges? You couldn't get into...
I didn't even apply to any other colleges. Right. I did it out of geographic...
No, I get it. I went to community college for 14 days, too. Just say it.
I also went to summer school 5 times, if I remember correctly.
You will be both, Woody. You will be both.
No, I went once. You went 5 times.
Woody's smarter than I am.
Look at that.
Woody.
Pat did 4 more tours.
And we will all go down. Woody, thanks for the call. All I'm saying is, like...
Right.
You might come in and be like, oh, it's pretentious. Anyone can get to college. Where'd you go? Community college.
Starter college.
It's so better. Community college is great.
So, like, is anybody happy for the neighborhood kid?
Apparently not.
I'm guessing, like, maybe not.
I mean, look, there's...
I always kind of thought, like, you cheered for the neighborhood kid and nobody else, no?
No, look, he hates every neighborhood kid.
Oh. Yeah, seems like something he would brag about, though. My neighborhood.
Well, if I had, like, a, you know, brainiac, yeah.
So, like, okay, what's the level of – give me – because I know you have, like, level of colleges in your head, even though you can't spell Mississippi.
Don't say – like, everybody does.
What? No, okay, what is the minimum line of college, like, the name of the college where the sign is okay?
Well, it had to be a smart college.
So, wait, you're starting at Ivy League?
No, RIT.
Okay, I just said RIT. You ain't
But that's a hard school to get into.
But it's a local school.
But it's a local, but we have international students.
Every college has internet. MCC has international students.
No, there's people
students.
Like from China and India dying to get to RIT.
Monroe Community College has international students.
Bro.
They do. Every community college has international students.
Listen,
every college has international students.
Your Italian cousin from Geneseo ain't international.
All right, let's get one more before we get a reread for the folks who's joining us. 252 WCMF. Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm taking Brockport.
Why Brockport?
So Brockport, as far as the college goes, is one of the most merchandised colleges in the region. the amount of freaking Brockport flags and shirts and cups and everything you see all over the place is absolutely insane.
Well, it's also got to be one of the
local
and there's a ton of kids. Yeah. The campus is huge.
It makes sense. You see it everywhere.
There are. And also, Brockport's got a lot of off-campus housing, too. And I think the person complaining is probably newer to town, lives in Brockport, not used to all of this. Man. I'm not convinced it's the parents doing it. I'm thinking it's just the seniors, because they do all this stuff all the time.
Cody outsmarted himself here. This sucks. This is a sucky pick.
Yeah. Why would I put – I'm going to put the Brockport sign out in front of my house?
In Brockport?
Yeah.
It sucks. Boo!
Quite an accomplishment. I can actually see the college from your flag.
You couldn't get in.
I can see the college from your flag.
Well, I mean, I can't stand at the flag and look at the college. That's not impressive.
You can't get into an elementary school nowadays.
Yeah!
For many reasons.
Brutal.
Yes. 500 feet away or more.
Cody, that was a joke, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. New segment called Cody Explains Jokes. You were going to say, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
I don't remember.
All right, 252-WCMF. Sit tight while Kimmy gives us a reread for the folks just joining us.
I don't understand the parents who brag about where their kid is going to school. I'm talking about, like, the flags, the signs, and those giant banners you all put up everywhere. Come on. You know they're irrelevant until your kid actually graduates, guys. They haven't even accomplished anything yet. How about you talk to me when your kid gets done with their first semester, which, statistically, over a quarter of them probably won't.
Can we time out? Is that a real statistic that 25% of kids don't make it out of the first semester?
Well, if you don't believe him, you can Google.
Ah, I don't like that. Okay, go ahead.
Before you go out and load up on every piece of clothing with their school logo on it, pump the brakes, parents. You'll be sorry you wasted all that money. Trust me. How embarrassing to have to take all that down after 3 months. Don't think your neighbors don't notice. They do. Think about it. Is it more for you or your kid? I'm guessing you. Parents these days love to brag more than ever. Also, do you realize how bad you're making kids who don't choose to go to school or didn't get into school feel? Bet you didn't. How about that? All I'm saying
That's weird because I heard everybody gets into college. Everybody can really get into it. Where'd you go? My cousin's house?
All I'm saying is not everything your kid does has to be on display. Chill out. Unless they're the next president of the United States, no one cares.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy went with Victor right away.
I like the Vic.
Because, again, that's not a thing.
Yes,
because the high school is pretty. That was his argument.
It's gorgeous.
I'm out in Henrietta. Nick is in Penfield because he said that seems like where there's a lot of sorority and fraternity douches.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb is out in Irondequoit because it just felt right for him. Mark is out in Webster because he watched this happen with a University of Virginia flag up and down quick. Woody is out in Canandaigua. Don't you call him dumb because he did 2.5 semesters at Jefferson Community College. The valedictorian that year.
Wow.
A moose. And Cody is out in Brockport because there's like a lot of Brockport stuff. All right. It's been a total sausage fest this whole time.
Yeah, all right. I know you enjoy that.
Why don't we go to University of Jokes for that? How about that for
you?
Shut up. This whole show sucks. We both suck. The calls suck. Let's see if Alex can save us. Alex, where are they whining?
I'm going to go with Brighton.
Why Brighton?
I don't know. I have a feeling. I just have a funny feeling this week. And plus, it's been a couple weeks. I missed you guys. So I had to give you a call.
We miss you, too. Like, every commercial break, we've been like, where's Alex? When's she going to call back?
I bet. See, I knew it. So I had to call and talk to my favorite radio host.
Thank you.
You made them feel uncomfortable.
I don't know what to do now.
She likes you.
Alex, talking to you. She's talking to you, too.
She said host.
No, she said host with host.
Hostesses.
Do you
know what? I even ignored that somebody else tried to make quite a thing, but now I'm just going to repoint out how stupid that was.
Thank you. Okay, I'm back on the Alex train. Alex, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF. You want to do back-to-back ladies?
Yeah, why not?
Well, the best we can do is Christine. She's on CMF. Hey, Christine, how are you?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
I'm going to say this is Pittsford.
Why Pittsford?
This is a Pittsford scorned mother whose child did not make it through the first semester.
Mm,
and she's pissed.
Okay. Now, I would counter, and Tommy, you can back me up on this. If you donate enough money to a college, your kid's going to be able to stay no matter how bad their grades are.
Okay.
And that's also a very Pittsford thing. No. Okay. Now.
No.
No.
It
could also be your kid wants to come home.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Not necessarily that they failed out.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Kimmy's right, too. A lot of Pittsford kids are very homesick, especially like the little boys that are homesick for mom. So I think it's Pittsford. And what's that face, Pat?
The way you said that was creepy.
Homesick boys.
Well, okay, you're obviously watching on the live stream, YouTube and Twitch.
Yeah, I can see Tommy's thighs. They're looking. You need a little tan on them thighs, Tommy.
This is getting so uncomfortable with the homesick for mommy and the
No, I can see the other side of your side, Tommy. Suck the pants in a little bit. Put your hand, you know, smooth them out a little bit.
What are you doing, man?
We're getting personal requests.
All right, put your pants on.
Go wash your hands.
For God's sakes, Christine, thanks for the call.
That got disgusting, man.
There's only been like 5 times in my life where a woman has made me feel uncomfortable.
This was one of them.
Yeah. Those thighs.
I mean, I know some guys pay good money for that.
252 WCMF. All right, let's rip through some here. Bill, where are they whining, buddy?
City of Rochester.
Well, we got to pick a neighborhood in the city of Rochester, Bill. Take your time. We're just doing a radio show over here.
South Wedge.
South Wedge. Why South Wedge, Bill?
Because you're Rochester.
I have no idea.
All right. Great. Great call, Bill. Thank you. I want the whole city. Okay. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Armand. Hey, Armand. How are you, buddy?
Better. Webster.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that again?
Oh, damn.
Ah, you bitch ass bitch! You just got disqualified! 19th word Armand running his mouth! King sucks! He's so dumb! You disqualified, you bitch ass bitch!
I didn't even come on hot today. I didn't even come on hot. I came in calm and humble. It's hot as hell outside. You know, I ain't got the energy right now.
Uh-huh. Well, why? Because you a bitch ass, it's no sun taking bitch ass disqualified bitch?
Hey, maybe next week.
Fingers crossed, buddy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Nate, where are they whining?
Dude, why are you hating on Southern colleges?
Talk to the man across from me here.
Did you go to Southern College, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I went to High Point University in North Carolina.
Is that a real university?
Of course not.
Yes, dude.
It's attached to a Waffle House.
Is that the place that has something with an ice cream truck? They're like, no.
Oh, yeah, you can major in ice cream truck. Where you go up and you're like, can I have some ice cream? And they're like, yes. And then you get a degree in that.
No, dude. It is one of the top-run colleges in the country.
Top one? Wait, did you say one of the top one colleges in the country?
Top run.
Okay, what did you go for?
Don't make me look stupid out here.
What do you know? You're doing that yourself. What did you go for?
Pharmacy.
What do you do?
Right now I'm just taking, like, biology, chemistry, and all those, like, classes for chemistry.
Okay.
For pharmacy.
So how does that apply to ice cream sandwiches with your minor in ice cream sandwiches?
No correlation whatsoever.
Wait, so you're going to be a pharmacist?
Why is that weird?
Here's your value.
Tommy's mocking something that he needs in his everyday life.
Wash this down with Budweiser, man, or dig me beer.
I hope you don't get Nate at the counter the next time you go to meds.
You think his dumb ass is making it to the counter?
All right,
he's going to be unloading the pill truck.
Nate, all right, Nate, where are they whining?
Yeah, your pills are here.
Where are they whining? I'm going to say Greece.
Why Greece?
I don't know. Sometimes you just see, like their families, they just get into it. And then when their kids don't go anywhere, you never hear from them.
What are you talking about?
You're going to do so good in pill school.
Nate, where'd you grow up, buddy? Where'd you grow up?
Webster,
okay, gotcha. Which is the Greece of the East Side? We've talked about this. All right, Nate.
Good luck, buddy.
Thanks for the call, man.
Knock him dead back at Southern School.
We'll see you there at High Point University. Okay, I thought High Point University was like a fake college.
It is a fake college.
No, I remember seeing something about how they have like a campus ice cream truck. That's all I know about it.
Okay. Is that when there was like online and it's not online anymore? High Point University.
You think anything of Everest?
I don't think so.
I know Everest.
No, they had like a campus and stuff.
Dope chopping, weed transporting. All right. It's about that time.
Yes.
Bro, like, here's what's weird to me.
What?
Barber, he won last week. Congratulations. Yeah. He knew he was going to go last. He's picking for the Ben Hall.
Yeah.
He's been on hold for 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
30 minutes. 252 WCMF, let's welcome last week's champion from the dark, dark hole that is Ben. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
I got to say, whoever the last few occupants were in here have left it a mess, and I had to give it a power wash enema. That is really bad in here. And the reason I waited for half an hour is because if you don't call early, the lines are busy. You can't get through.
That's
so you got to be one of the first one.
We are a very popular show. I hear Alex likes us a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Hilton.
Why Hilton?
Because it's the kind of town where when you drive in, you see signs. Like they even have the school
like stop
students on the back. And then when you leave, you see the other signs on the way out.
It's that tower you can go into and then you get out of it again? Yeah.
Get an exit area.
All right, Barber. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
Picking for the Ben
Hole. Callback from last week.
Yeah, no, we got it, Barber. Everybody got it. All right. So, by the way, if you win this week, you will be officially tied for the lead on the star chart. So, good luck.
Ooh, it'll be a deep hole.
Bye, Barber. Okay. 30 minutes for that.
Yep.
30 minutes for that.
Yes.
It's like as disappointing as like a pizza. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Get this over with. Tommy's out in Victor. I am in Henrietta. Nick chose Penfield because, again, he said there were a bunch of douchey sorority and fraternity people out there. Yeah. Caleb's at a Ron Nicoy because it felt right. Mark is in Webster on account of this happening in front of his face. Woody is in Canandaigua, and he did 2.5 semesters at Jefferson County Community College. Cody is out in Brockport because there's like a college out there.
Yeah.
Alex is in Brighton. She loves us.
Yes.
Yeah. Christine is in Pittsford. She wants you to tan up your thighs,
mm-hmm.
and she's worried about homesick boys in Pittsford and their mommies. Bill is in the South Wedge because, Armand came in. He's all hot from working outside. He chose Webster, disqualified himself like a bitch. Nate, currently going to Highport University.
Southern boy, going to go to pharmacy school.
He chose Greece. Ed Barber, after waiting for 30 minutes, chose Hilton. Are we ready?
I am ready.
All right, I need a win, and I need a win bad. Let's do this thing. Come on, Kimmy.
Brockport! Greece!
Come on!
Fairport!
Oh, she's making a face.
Where they whining!
Don't be High Point, kid. That's all I ask.
Well, we do have a winner this week.
Come on.
It was an early guess.
Yes?
And I don't... you guys didn't crush it too bad.
Ah, damn it.
Because they whining in Penfield!
Wow, look at Nick coming out hard. He was the one that said, you're a douchey...
Fraternity and sorority.
Nick,
okay.
Third pick. So we had our choice of the board.
Damn.
Nick had first call, and he is now champion this
week. All right.
How many stars? Do we have stars for Nick yet?
I think it's the same Nick. He has one star on the board. I'm pretty sure it's the same Nick.
Okay, if it is the same Nick, give us a call, 252-WCMF. Let us know if you're a different Nick. Well, you got to do the same thing. We don't want to award.
Yes,
we don't want stolen star valor.
Yes.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Man, the Heat just ain't just bothering us, man.
What's going on?
Yeah, that training camp, not only people watching training camp, but the players. In fact, one really scary incident yesterday went down.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF joining us, as he does every day. Bills are at St. John Fisher University.
Yeah.
That's right. Our good buddy from 95.7 The Fan, 3 to 6 every weekday on the Sports Bar, your Latin lover, Mike Danger. Hey, Danger, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are we today?
Okay, so let's talk about the scary scene that went down towards the end of practice yesterday. The Bills offensive linemen are working, and all of a sudden, everyone starts rushing over to somebody.
Yeah, there was, I don't know, was that the fracas? What specifically
okay,
are you talking about?
I'm sorry, because I don't have the player in front of me right
Alec
now.
Anderson?
Was it Alec Anderson?
Alec Anderson left practice early yesterday.
Okay.
We saw him leave for the trainer's tent and not return. But we know that on Sunday, Anderson might have been in the middle of a squabble. He's kind of he likes to stir it up a little bit with his teammates on the field.
Okay, so it wasn't a squabble.
There was some jawing going on between, I want to say it was between Christian Benford and KJ Hamler. I want to say it got a little intense with those guys.
What I'm talking about, and I know that it's starting to heat up, like, as you know, Tommy, as the heat goes, so do the fights. One of the Bills' offensive linemen collapsed due to heat stroke yesterday, from what I was reading.
I don't know where you read that. I don't know that I saw
maybe
anybody.
Maybe I missed it.
Yeah,
misread that. Okay.
Well,
I'm
glad news is we're talking to Connor McGovern today. We'll ask him how the heat is affecting him and his teammates because you're right. Yesterday was a hot one. It's going to be another hot one today. And then I guess Thursday, a little relief, right? To like mid-70s or, you know, low 70s for the high temperature. So it'll feel like hidden weather on Thursday.
Okay. All right. Well, it was Mike Edwards yesterday. I'm sorry. My apologies. Mike.
Okay. From the heat?
Yeah. So he apparently just went like face down all of a sudden.
Trainers just collapsed.
Yeah, like boom, went down. Trainers had to get on him. His offensive linemen teammates were like rubbing cold towels on his neck, and he was out of practice for the rest of the day. I'm sorry, Danger.
No, that's all right. You know what? It feels like every year we're due for somebody collapsing from the heat. It was Alec Anderson last year. I do remember that. I do remember him leaving on a stretcher because of the heat. So part of the reason why they try to get these practices done as soon as they can in the morning before it gets out of control later in the afternoon.
Okay, so that being said, Danger, I mean, Tommy, everyone's hoping Josh Allen makes the team this year.
We're all pulling for the kids.
Okay, but there are other quarterbacks on the roster, and apparently the backup quarterback competition is, like, heating up because, Danger, it was assumed that Mitchell Trubisky was going to be the backup quarterback. He's good buddies with Josh Allen. He's making a decent amount of money. But what I've been seeing, he and Mike White, who Matt Milano almost broke in half like a table a couple of years ago.
Played for the Jets, right?
Yeah.
One of my favorite hits of all time.
They've been splitting equally second-team reps, which indicates they're battling for that backup quarterback spot.
Correct, and I think there is a reason for that. That one is financial, and you can save some money on your cap with a move off of Trubisky before the season starts. Maybe you can find a quarterback needy team to trade for Trubisky. I don't know what the return would be on that. Mike White is a cheaper option, and let's face it, if you're seeing Mike White this season at all, chances are the season's not going the way that the Bills want. So it'll be interesting to see when the preseason games start happening how they look. In contrast to each other, does Trubisky outplay Mike White? Is Mike White serviceable as a backup? We've seen him do it in the past. What you mentioned, the Jets, can he do it here in Buffalo, backing up Josh Allen if they were to move off of Trubisky?
Okay, so let's talk about this because, like, I mean, Tommy, you would agree with Danger if knocking on wood, everybody, I'm knocking on wood, if something were to happen.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Okay, you got it. I mean, the best case scenario is you have a quarterback to steal you a game or two before Josh gets back here, but. Danger, Mitchell Trubisky is 30 years old. He's going to be turning 31 tomorrow. No, he just turned 30. I'm sorry.
And he was a starter.
He was a starter. He went to the playoffs with the Bears.
Oh.
Mike Danger.
Yeah. I remember it well.
Mike White just turned 30 as well. These aren't young guys. I mean, Danger.
Hey, why did I get some young guys?
Thank you. Like, you could pay league minimum to a guy you drafted in the 6th, 7th round. Why are the Bills so opposed to bringing in somebody? It's not like Josh needs help preparing being the reigning MVP.
Yeah, I think Mike White is that guy that they brought in, and he spent most of his time last season on the practice squad, right? He has backed up for teams before, and he has that experience. Trubisky does have more of that starter experience, and I think all you're hoping for if you have your backup in for a series of games through the regular season is, can they get you to 500? If it's a four-game absence, can they win two of those four games? If you're doing that, then I think you're feeling pretty good about your backup quarterback, regardless of where he was drafted or how old he is.
Mike Danger, 95.7 The Fan, the Sports Bar, 3 to 6 every weekday. So, Danger, do all pads go on today? Is that why everyone was talking about it yesterday?
Pads went on yesterday.
Yesterday.
So, yeah,
pad
today.
Pad day.
It is. Today is day two of pads.
So it was funny, I saw interviews with three different guys.
Yeah.
Sean McDermott said he was excited to get the pads done, but it's got to be within the rules. We don't want to have any injuries.
Correct.
I don't know who it was, but he said, and it was a quick clip, he goes, I wake up in the morning wanting someone to punch me in the face. I mean, Danger, I know that you have to be a special kind of psycho to want to play this game for a living. And if you've ever been near an NFL practice or a game, you understand. Like, the contact is inhuman. But I can't imagine, Danger, that these guys are actually excited in 90-degree heat to put on full pads and slam into each other as hard as possible.
I don't know that they're excited. I don't know if that's the word. I just think they view it as work. We're going to work. And, you know, that ice bath feels that much better on a day like yesterday or today after you take those pads off. You know, you're right. You have to be a special kind of psycho if you want to play football and then end your work day with a dip in the ice tub, which I know a lot of these guys actually enjoy doing.
Can we talk about
that? That looks insane.
What, the hitting or the ice tub?
No, sitting in a barrel or it looks like a feeding trough of, like, ice.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's right. Yeah. All right, can we talk about that for a sec? Because fans don't get to see the ice troughs. It's right off the side.
Kind of like all side by side.
And they're under a little tents. Okay. So
so you're going to put your naked ass in a ice water.
Well, no, they go in full gear.
And that's what's weird.
What?
They're wearing white. They take their shoulder pads off. And then they go in with their pants on.
Why?
Because they don't want to get naked in front of everyone.
And it probably takes them a while to actually strip off all that stuff.
I don't want to be in my...
The idea is to immediately get in the tub.
All right. What does it do for it?
I mean,
shrinks your weenie.
There's benefits to it.
Yeah, that's
recovery.
To get in the shower, they have to shrink their weenie so they all fit their weenies
some
in the shower.
Some of the guys probably got some big ones.
Danger, the guys are wearing white pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And then they get in the ice tub.
Yeah.
And then they come out. You can see everything.
Yeah, so why don't you just get in naked and do it back behind a wall?
But aren't they already full of sweat anyways? Like,
Kimmy, have you ever
glanced by accident. I have not taken a gander into the ice tent.
I glanced by accident when one of them was walking out of the ice tub, and I was like, that is a man's penis right there. That is a man's penis on full display.
I haven't noticed that, Pat.
Okay.
But I'm glad that you're secure enough to admit that you have.
Some of those dudes got, like, zoo cranks.
I haven't seen anybody doing the helicopter coming out of the ice bath at training camp. How did we get here?
No, I'm just saying, like, you can wrap a towel around yourself if you're worried about having the pants
on. Well, yeah, there you go.
Right? I don't know. It was weird. And you brought up having to walk with wet pants.
Right. I don't want to be soaking wet in my pants after I've been running around. I'd rather be naked. Well, you and I are naked guys.
Yeah, we are naked guys. Yeah.
No, I don't think Danger's a naked guy.
Danger, are you in? Well, no, he's European. Danger, are you a naked guy?
Explain.
Like, are you comfortable being naked? Like
walking around a locker room or something?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I've seen Danger naked. We played hockey together.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
You showered after games, right? I'm trying to remember.
Yes, I did.
Oh, he's Spanish, isn't he?
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, they love to get naked.
No, because Danger can back me up on this. If you play, like, beer league hockey or whatever, something you got to shower after, there are some guys who will take their sweaty clothes, just get their gear off, and jump in their car.
Yeah, they're shy.
Okay, but Danger, that's the most disgusting thing on the planet. Like, we've all seen a penis. It's not that big a deal.
It's gross. Well,
you've seen a million of them.
I've seen Danger's. Like 40 times. I've seen Danger's penis like 40 times.
Yeah, and then at hockey, too.
Kimmy, you were going to say. I'm sorry.
I was just thinking back to the ice bucket thing. Do they change out that water in between?
Ooh, good question.
Or do you just hop in after the first guy's done? Because that would skeeve me out.
It's got to be fresh every day.
Like in the same day, though. Like if one guy gets out, the next guy gets in.
If you got a cut or something, you could get an infection.
Maybe they treat the water with something that keeps it from happening.
Yeah. I mean, nah.
It is a $1 billion business.
I hope they change the goddamn ice water.
No, but Kimmy's right. There's only like four or five, six.
They require a lot of ice.
Yeah, seven.
Or maybe
tubs.
They donate it to a shelter.
No, you idiot. When they get off the field.
Famous
dirty
water.
There's only so many ice baths.
Yes, there's like seven ice baths, and there's like 100 guys on the roster.
Not like one per guy.
Yeah, so how do they do it?
So you're telling me I got to get in after somebody else's sweaty ass has been in there.
Kimmy's asking.
But they ain't that much chlorine.
All right, well, look, we can figure this out. Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan. Who are you guys talking to today?
We're talking to Bill center Connor McGovern, his second season starting at center for the Buffalo Bills, about to happen.
Okay, he's a big old boy. He's a guy who I'm sure is getting in the ice bath. Yeah. Danger, we need you to ask, with only a limited amount of ice baths, if he has to get in after someone else has already been in the ice bath.
I'm getting grossed out.
How do you think Connor feels?
Maybe he digs it. I don't know.
Okay, Danger, second, ask, do you dig getting in the ice bath after one of your teammates has been in the ice bath? Because it's probably less cold.
I think I'll answer the second one for him. I don't think anybody would dig getting into an ice bath after a teammate. But we'll do the deep dive. We'll talk, and we'll get the answers for you, Pat. We'll have them for you on Thursday.
Well, look, Danger, in the defense of this question, and you've been in this business a long time, never anticipate questions, Danger. That's a bad interviewer. You know this.
You got it.
I am afraid to do the ice baths. I tried to do it one time. I got to my knees. I'm afraid my heart's going to stop.
But it also seems like your body would reject it.
It is. You know what I mean? It's horrifying.
It's like those people do that cold plunge.
That's exactly what this is.
Stupid.
But, like, Danger, if you have a 350-pound man in the ice bath, it's going to be slightly warmer for you. Maybe you prefer the slightly warmer ice bath.
I don't know that it gets slightly warmer because there's still ice in the ice.
Yeah, but them big
it's still
boys,
frozen water.
What if he drops acid, I think? Now you got a hot tub.
And a whirlpool.
Oh.
Mike Danger, 95.7 The Fan. You can catch him 3 to 6 every weekday on our sister station, The Sports Bar. On the show, The Sports Bar on our sister station, 95.7 The Fan. I'm sorry, it's been a long day. We had a weird where they wine. And Danger, have fun out there. Be cool. And hey, ask if you can use the ice bath if it gets too hot out there.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be a... That would be fun, going in the ice bath after the entire team has gone through that.
Why don't you ask Conor McGregor if you want to do like a tandem ice bath together?
Nothing awkward and weird about that.
All right.
Yeah, light some candles.
Yeah.
Dage, great to talk to you, buddy. Thanks.
Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.